This is KFIZ Radio and First Presbyterian Church of Fond du Lac. Welcome to this time of worship as we come together to celebrate the gift of God's grace for all people. On this special Sunday, we celebrate our confirmants who have worked to put together much of the worship service. Let's enjoy this gift of worship together.
We come together to support one another in what we believe and to affirm who we are. We are created by God. All human ability and disability is a part of God's plan. We affirm God's covenant. He forgives us and never gives up on us. We believe that sometimes it is hard to believe, but that God loves us anyway. We have to come together to worship God because God believes in us. Let us worship God together.
We believe that God has a plan for everyone, no matter who they are or what they believe. We believe that Jesus, the one Son of God, came down to earth and was crucified for our sins. We believe that the Bible is not just a book of fairy tales, but a collection of true stories, collected by God's people for God's people. We believe that we are each uniquely formed by God, who gave us our individual gifts. We believe that no one is more important than anyone else to God, and that He loves us all, no matter what we have done or who we are. Because God loves us all, we must do our best to respect and love others. We believe that diversity comes from God and should be celebrated. We are works in progress and in need of God's grace. We are only at the beginning of our faith journeys, and we will have more questions. We will continue to learn and grow our relationships with each other and with God. Finally, we know that we are so important to God that He was, is, and always will be willing to sacrifice anything for us, even His Son, Jesus Christ.
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent His Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because He first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from Him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also.
John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, He prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown in a fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, we praise you for the gift of your Holy Spirit that inspires, gives wisdom, direction, and love. We pray that as we come to understand your word, we would grow in faith and in love for you and for one another, for that is at the heart of being Christian. In the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Our confirmants have been working for most of this year, preparing themselves. It's been enjoyable to be in the classes with them to see how they've been growing in their faith, examining what it is they believe, moving from a faith that has been handed to them by people who love them to a faith that they hold secure in their own hearts. One of the things that has been a part of the theme that in many ways is a response to so much that's been happening in all of our lives has been the question of what does it mean to be a Christian? What does love call us to do? And if a person does not demonstrate Christ in their hearts through love, is there really a valid faith? As they have wrestled with these questions and as they have examined this, they have come with wisdom and conclusions that we need to all support. When I went through confirmation, and for many of you the same thing, the focus of the confirmation was on catechism, memorizing doctrine, remembering specific answers to question. One of the things that we have learned and developed and practiced in the Presbyterian Church and in our congregation especially is that confirmation is not about information as much as it's about relationship. And we grow in relationship as we submit ourselves to Christ. We grow in understanding as love is challenged. And so from the two passages that our confirmants have been looking at over these past weeks and have discussed with their faith partners and have come together, you'll see they have an understanding that love demands compassion and acceptance. Love is practiced in the way we treat one another. And that our faith continues to evolve and to grow and to deepen as we practice love. We rejoice in the gift of the Word of God as it's shared with us.
I believe that all people, in order to love God, should love others and not be hateful or judgmental. If you can't be kind to people, you will never understand what God's plan really is for you. You won't understand who God really is and what He has done for this world, like letting His only Son die for our sins.
Cool.
I believe that when I stick with God through the hardships, I will become a stronger person. And so I will work to continue to grow in my faith through prayer and the help of my church family.
1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21 is telling us that all people should love each other if they love God. Love comes from God because God is love, and those who love are following God's example. We can tell that God loves us so much because He sent His only Son to die for us. Jesus was born to die and go through all of torture just so all of us could be forgiven. We love God because God sent His Son to die for us. Because God sent His Son to die for us, and because of this love, we can be forgiven for our sins and renewed through God's love for us. Since God loves us so much, we should also love Him back and work on showing love towards others that are around us. I believe that we should show kindness even towards our worst of enemies, because God sent His only Son to die for us. I believe that compared to sending our only child to die just so we can all be forgiven, that forgiving others who have done wrong to us and hurt us is much easier. God wants us to love Him and all other people, and He wants us to be able to choose His love over hatred and bitter hostility that we can hold in ourselves sometimes. This is a wonderful opportunity to be able to choose God's love and pass it on, so I will choose God's love like He wants me to. Even if we haven't seen God, we see His love through words and actions from when other people will give kindness to us, or when we give kindness to other people. We see God in the person being kind as well. This is what God's love is like. All people should obey God and believe God sent His only Son to die for us, to forgive us for our sins, and if we can do this simple task, then God and His love will be in us. If we do this, then we know that God is within us through His love, and we believe that He is. Because God is love, those who love live by it, live by God, and God is in them. God is in this world, so we should have no fear. I believe we don't need to have fear because God is with us every step of the way, even if we can't see God physically. Fear doesn't reside in love, but love will get rid of fear. We love because God made us and sent his own son to die for us. In verses 20 through 21, it talks about those who say they love God and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. If we hate our brothers and sisters whom we can see and who we know, we will not be able to love God because God who is physically unseen. If you hate your brothers and sisters, then you don't know what love is. If you do not know what love is, then you will not know God who God is or be able to love God because God in love is love, and those who don't know love don't know God. God wants us to love him, and in order to love him, we need to love our brothers and sisters also, because this is the commandment God gives us, and it is one of the requirements to be able to know love and grow your knowledge in love and in God. Love can be hard, but we can learn and gain many experiences in it. It can grow and it can fade. I believe our love for God tends to grow. God already loves us so much, and we know this because he sent his only son to die for us. If we choose love, we need to love all people and not exclude them just because of their abilities or culture. There are many terrible things that happen in the world today, but the good outnumbers the bad, and we are all capable of choosing God's love and passing it on through our gifts, talents, and generosity.
1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. I believe God is love. We know that God loves us because he sacrificed his son Jesus so we could be forgiven and have eternal life. God loves all people because they are his children, and we must love everyone because God wants us to. It isn't easy to love everyone because sometimes people make bad decisions and hurt other people. But God says if we love him, we must love everyone. This doesn't mean that we have to agree with someone's choices or actions, but I can love them as one of God's children. I can pray for them, and I can forgive them. This will make the world a more positive place with not so much hate, and God wants the world to be filled with love.
Then, John, or, be loved, if God loved us so much, he also loved to know that other God so his not to know Lord by sending his son by I know of all your sins ye so you know to God by to you I know your feet and you hit your no more how to hurt ye or the father ye are how nothing you can do ye or hated by God, his presence, just you are people
I believe this scripture reading is telling me that God is love. He loves us no matter what you believe in or what you do in this world. He loves you whether you deserve it or not. We don't have to meet some standard in order to be loved by God. If we accept God's love, we are accepted by God. We can love because He first loved us. He has filled our hearts with love. God asks us to love one another as God has loved us. Meaning, we should love all people. Jesus loved those people who were not loved by others. He stood up to those who treated others poorly and as if they were beneath them. So, I will challenge myself to love all people and share God's love with them. At times, I may struggle to do this, but I will look to God for strength and courage.
I believe there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. And so I believe that everyone should just try to spread a little bit more love around, because there is more than enough fear in the world, but we are painfully low on love. So, if love casts out fear, then maybe we can start making the world a better place. I think that is especially important for us to do during a time where people aren't able to get as much contact with others as they need. Because in a time where there is so much fear, we all need a bit more love. And because God is a God of love, we give God to people we show love to.
This has been First Presbyterian Church of Fond du Lac. We are Christians serving, learning, and loving. Our facilities are at 1225 4th Street, and you can find us on the web at www.fdlpresbyterian.org. If you'd like to say something, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at revjharrison@fdlpresbyterian.org. God's blessings be with you and your family. Stay safe. We look forward to when we can be together again.